Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
I am, Tim. Thank you. So, we're just coming up. We're about 2 minutes from the start of the final race of today, Men's Division 1. This is their second race. They raced for the first time yesterday. The weather is deteriorating slightly. We had a small shower before, after the last race. The sky's relatively clear now. A few ominous black clouds around, but I'm hoping the weather will hold for the end of this race. In this race, we'll give a quick rundown of the start order. At the top, we've got Downing M1, who bumped up on Keys yesterday in something that was quite exciting. At the top, Downing M1, Keys M1, Queens M1, Jesus M1, First and Third M1, LMBC M1, Pembroke M1, as the one-minute cannon's just gone, Peterhouse M1, Christ's M1, Gerson M1, Clare M1, St. Cat's M1, Trinity Hall M1, King's M1, Robinson M1, Selwyn M1, Emma M1, and at the bottom, the sandwich boat is Keys M2 after their performance earlier. So the one-minute cannon gone. Henry, do you want to take over from the start?
Yes. Hi, Tim. Okay, so again, we have mill pond conditions on the river here, and all the boats are ready and lined up and just moving to the centre of the river. Before they get started, obviously we have Downing at the front again. We'll see if they can be a dominant force, and obviously Keys will be trying to catch them up further down. First and Third and Jesus swapped in their last race. It remains to be seen whether First and Third can again bump Jesus, can turn the tide and bump Jesus and reverse that. Okay, so now we are waiting. The race has just started. Downing surging away from the start line, and not far behind them, Keys, and then following Keys, we have a Queens one. Okay, Downing looking extremely strong as they come around the corner, really two boat lengths away from Keys one already, and looking like they might continue in this race to row over as they have in previous ones. The supporters are all surging past around the side, cycling past and shouting for them. They're just coming past me now, looking extremely strong. They're cocksecking them on. Three boat lengths ahead of Keys 1, their nearest rival. Keys 1, in turn, are two boat lengths ahead of Queens 1, and looking quite happy, but nowhere near Downing, who have surged ahead in really remarkable fashion. Behind Keys, now we have Queens coming past. Very quick stroke, Cox really egging them on, and they are just ahead of Jesus, who are about a half boat length behind them, and looking really good. It looks like there might be a bump here between Jesus and Queens. It looks like Jesus might just catch them. They're going around the corner, and it remains to be seen whether they'll be caught now out of my sight. Now behind them, First and Third are just ahead of Lady Margaret. There is half a boat length in it. Another possible bump as they come around the corner. Whistles being blown, the cocks egging them on, getting extremely close now, but they're not going to bump them quite within my eye line. We'll have to go to Tim for that a bit later.
So on grassy corner even, we've got Downing coming past me right now. They're looking extremely strong. They're taking a great line. They're really, they're not going to be caught. Keys chasing them down. There's maybe three lengths in it now. Downing really are opening up. Queens are coming over to the bank. It looks like they've been bumped by Jesus. There's been a bump between Queens and Jesus, and behind that, it looks like, I'm not entirely sure what's happened, but it doesn't. It looks like LMBC and First and Third are coming to a stop. It looks like they've bumped out as well. Behind that, I can see Pembroke coming through. They're still rowing hard. Yes, so Greg, First and Third and LMBC have come in. It looks like, behind that, it doesn't look like anything else has happened. Anything more with you, Henry?
No. Just now, passing me are Trinity Hall, and not far behind them are Kings. But there doesn't look like there's going to be a bump as they come around this corner with two boat lengths between them. Now, behind Kings, we have Robinson. Again, there are two boat lengths behind. These boats don't look like there is going to be a huge amount of change in this. Back to you, Tim.
Right, so coming past me now, we have Peterhouse being chased down by Christ. This is very close. There's a canvas in this. This could very well be a bump
to Henry.
Come towards the houseboat. There's Henry.
Okay, there's just been a bump up here. Selwyn have just been bumped by Emmanuel 1. The cox has conceded and they are coming to the side. Okay, and only behind them we have Keys M2 coming through. So a bump here between Emmanuel, who have bumped Selwyn. Back to you, Tim.
Right, so Peterhouse and the Peterhouse Christ battle has come round onto Ditton, onto the Ditton Strait Beach. It's been very close round the corner, very nearly a bump, much better line taken by Keys. Behind that, I've got Garton and Claire there, links between them, and then a couple of lengths to Cats, who are still in this. Behind them, Trinity Hall being chased down by King. There's maybe half a length there. And behind that, Robinson are two lengths behind King. There's nothing's going to happen there. And way behind them, I think they look like they've given up and they're just paddling at this point. They don't think they stand any chance of catching.
To Ollie, to Ollie.
Down to you, Ollie. What do you think?
To Ollie. Yeah, so I had Downing go past, way ahead of Keys. Keys overrating, though. Keys rating highly, so I don't know what happened on the reach. Pembroke have just passed me, about two lengths back of Peterhouse, and Peterhouse have about half a length in it now on Christ. Christ really pushing her around the corner, but Peterhouse have the better line. Christ are going quite wide here. I'm going to follow this round distant corner. Following this round the corner now, Peterhouse are looking very strong. Christ are pushing, Christ are closing now to a canvas. But look at where we kill of a bump here. Christ moving into the inside now. Christ trying to capitalise on this. Christ pushing. They can't quite seem to finish it at the moment. Behind we've got Gerson, but they're looking very slow. But following this now, we seem to have a bit of overlap. A bit of overlap now as they move on to the reach. And Peterhouse are still pushing, but Christ are moving in on them. And it looks like, yeah, Peterhouse have conceded. Peterhouse conceded. So Christ have bumped Peterhouse now, and they're moving apart now. Pembroke are carrying up the reach. They're coming through now. I've got Cats pushing onto Clare. I've got about a boat length in it now. T-Hall have just gone very wide on the corner, incredibly wide. They've been chased down by Kings. And look, we're going to bump here. T-Hall have just been bumped by Kings. T-Hall have crashed into the bank, and Kings have just gone past them. So Kings have bumped T-Hall now. And then coming first round the corner, I've got Romson M1, who are looking pretty good. They're just running clear. Don't seem to have anyone behind them. So Robinson just running through now. And then I can't see anything beyond that at the moment. So back up to you on the reach, Jack.
Hello, yes, I have had pass me Downing M1 clear. Keys M1. Both of those specs are going to roll over. Then we've had two bumps in between them. Again, there's a large amount of water between them and Girton. But the interesting one here on the reach is between Girton and Clare, because Clare appears to be closing on Girton. There's probably about a boat length. Just got bumps. Having said that, maybe behind Clare, this will be interesting. This one is going soon. Lots of whistles. Lots of whistles. Probably about a foot dip. Looks like Clare anytime soon. The cocks for Clare shouting, trying to get away. Clare have conceded. St. Cats have bumped Clare. That is on the long reach. They have to be caught up. Clare looking towards the end there. Then if we go past St. Cats, we've got Robinson, and then we've got the Keys. So I think that's probably all the potential bumps we have. Back to Tim.
Yes, so everyone's cleared past me here at the top of the course. Ollie, do you want to give us a rundown of what we think so far has happened?
So if we come back to me, I'll give additional results. Okay. Here, Downing M1 have rode over. They haven't been head of the percent bump since 1997, but they bumped Keys yesterday and they've held it off today. Keys M1 then rode over. They've been head of the river years, but potentially are going to lose it this year. Jesus M1 looked incredibly strong, bumping first and third yesterday, bumped Queens today. Lady Margaret bumped first and third. So that means that first and third have now dropped for the second consecutive day. Pembroke M1 rode over. Christ M1 bumped up on Peterhouse M1, Girton M1 rode over, St Cat's M1 bumped up on Clare M1, probably the latest bump that we've had up here on Long Reach. King's M1 bumped up on Trinity Hall M1, Robinson M1 rode over, Emmanuel M1 bumped up on Selwyn M1, and then the sandwich boat Keys M2 will row over.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
So really exciting Lent M1 division there. Probably the most bumps we've seen in quite a few years. So starting from the bottom, we've got Keys M2 rowed over again, so they remain sandwich boat. Then Emmanuel M1 bumped up on Selwyn M1, so Selwyn are now the boss of the division. Then Robinson rowed over. Kings bumped up on Tit Hall. And then Cats above them bumped up on Clare. We got Girton rowed over. And then Christ bumped up on Peterhouse in a really hard-fought bump round Disson Corner. Pembroke rowed over. And then LMBC bumped up on Fat. So Fat have now gone down twice, and they'll be looking tomorrow to stop that slide to Spoons. Jesus bumped up on Queen, so Jesus are now looking hopeful and surely hoping to be in the running for Blade, which would mean taking them to the top of the division, so perhaps that's unlikely. Then Keys rode over, and Downing maintained their headship of the river. So they'll be looking to carry that on, and then they'll get a headship Blade. So all to play for over the next couple of days. Back to you in the studio.